Say, it looks like we have another call. Aloha, caller. You're on Real Estate Radio.
Well, aloha, Forrest. This is a great show. I enjoy listening to Real Estate Radio. I've always had a question about marketing. How much marketing does a good realtor do?
Now, that really is a good question. An effective realtor, in my mind, must be a professional at marketing. And that means telling the story of your property in really effective ways, with print advertising and promotional flyers, attractive signs, but most importantly, lots of personal networking with other realtors. My goal is to give your property the best exposure in the marketplace. As realtors, we're experienced at property marketing. We have the tools and the software, and most importantly, the network of contacts to find qualified buyers for you. As you probably know, realtors use the computerized multiple listing service, or MLS, to bring buyers and sellers together. Photos and information about your property are available to hundreds of realtors who can match their many clients with your property.
Aren't there other websites where an owner can sell their own home?
Well, sure, there are some websites like that, but most property owners are not experienced real estate marketers. Often the property does not get effective marketing exposure, so that often means the seller will not get the price they really deserve. The MLS is the real marketplace, and that's where the great majority of sales are being made. Now, here's a point. Properties that are for sale by owner cannot be listed in the multiple listing service, so most buyers never see them at all. A property owner can put an ad in the paper and put a sign out in their yard, but what I would want for you is the greatest exposure to the most buyers so you get the best possible price. Of course, as a seller, you do pay a commission fee to your realtor when a sale occurs. But if you get 10% or 15% more for your property, sometimes even 20% more, is it worth a few percent commission to have your realtor bring in qualified buyers to show the property and to deal with the contracts and even pay for the advertising? Every seller has to decide. But there are a lot of details to completing a successful sale transaction, and most people already have very busy lives. Does all that make sense?
Well, it sure does. Thanks very much.